Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 40, question 105. What does God require in the sixth commandment? That I do not revile, hate, insult, or kill my neighbor, either in thought, word, or gesture, much less in deed, whether by myself or by another, but lay aside all desire of revenge. Moreover, that I do not harm myself, nor willfully run into any danger. Wherefore also, to restrain murder, the magistrate is armed with the sword. Question 106. Does this commandment speak only of killing? No, but in forbidding murder, God teaches us that he abhors its very root, namely envy, hatred, anger, and desire of revenge, and that in his sight all these are hidden murder. Question 107. But is this all that is required, that we do not kill our neighbor? No, for in condemning envy, hatred, and anger, God requires us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to show patience, peace, meekness, mercy, and kindness toward him, and to prevent his hurt as much as possible, also to do good even to our enemies. Amen. Well, as we come to consider the questions particularly that make up Lord's Day 40, of course, we have that standard question that we have with almost all of the commandments. What does God require? And then this particular Lord's Day has a couple of supplemental questions, both of them aiming at clarity, both of them aiming at preventing us from in any way stopping short. Does this commandment speak only of killing? No, it doesn't speak just about the external act of taking away somebody's life. It goes to the very root of that. But then there's another superficial interpretation that needs to be guarded against. Is this all that is required, that we do not kill our neighbor? And the answer to that question makes very clear that in the prohibition of murder, in the prohibition of the root of murder, there is a positive requirement embedded. There is also the demand that we show patience, peace, meekness, mercy, and kindness towards our neighbor, that we prevent his hurt as much as possible, that we do good even unto our enemies. You may wonder why, especially with this commandment, it was so necessary to warn us away from superficial interpretations, from reducing it. Well, I think part of the reason, at least for that, is that none of us likes to think of ourselves as a breaker of the sixth commandment. It seems so bad. You shall not kill. To break that commandment of all the commandments strikes us with a certain degree of horror. And so we maybe work harder with this commandment than with some of the others to preserve our sense of self-righteousness and say, well, I've done many things, but I haven't done that. And so with this commandment, we're tempted, with all the commandments to some degree, but perhaps especially with this commandment, we're tempted to superficial interpretations so that we can let ourselves off the hook, so that we don't have to think of ourselves as killers, as violent, as abusive people. But the law of God, reaching all the way to the heart, including in the prohibition's positive requirement, exposes the reality. With regard to the sixth commandment, we are not what we should be. We often do revile, hate, insult our neighbors in thought, in word, and in gesture. We often do harbor that desire of revenge, that longing to see them suffer. That is prohibited. That is at the root of all murder. That is secret murder. And it's condemned. It's the opposite of doing good, preventing hurt as much as possible. Well, may God give us grace, understanding that there is forgiveness of sins, not to pretend, not to act as though we have never broken the sixth commandment. We have broken it. And there's no help for us for that disgusting sin except the mercy of God in Christ.